So Jethro releases him and says, go, and I wish you well. So this Jethro, man of God, is certainly going to be praying for his son and his daughter and his son-in-law. And because of that, the daughter who is the wife of Moses will be at a better picture. I think it's unfair for you to draw your wife to a trip and you don't give her a chance to say kwaheri or to say goodbye to her own family. Remember, your father-in-law is closer to your wife than he is to you. So it's important to understand the sacrifice you're asking your wife to do. I think that may be another reason why Moses is taking the trouble to have a good farewell, because they are living with his wife and child and not living for a short journey. I think it's important that that matter is on. But what I'm saying in this transition, take considerations of the other party going with you. It is true when Abraham is called, Sarah has to go with him. It is true that when Moses is called, Zipporah has to go with him. But it's important to factor in and think about the people you are going with. When you obey God, do you factor in your wife and children, who are your responsibility? Jethro, you can say kwaheri to, but the family you are going with, because there's until death do us part. So you need to factor them in, and how can I make their pain less? How can I make it bearable? What can I do so that I still obey God without necessarily hurting my family?